So how do you know when to pray for, care for, and share with people? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Debbie McGoldrick gives us some biblical encouragement.
One of my favorite verses in the Living Translation, Ecclesiastes 11:4, says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. And what I found that as I am praying specifically for my neighbors, God is so faithful to nudge me and to give me an idea.
Debbie shares of one such time when she felt a very specific nudge from God to reach out.
I was reading my Bible, having my personal time with the Lord, and I just felt very clearly, pick the hydrangeas, bring them to Chris, bring them to your neighbor Chris. It was 7:15 in the morning, and I said, now? And I sensed him saying, now. So I got up, got my clippers, went out, got the hydrangeas, put them in a vase, walked over to my neighbor, she's in the cul-de-sac, and I thought, am I supposed to just set them here by the front door randomly, or am I supposed to knock? And he said, knock on the door.
And Debbie's outreach made a huge difference.
She came to the door. The moment she saw me, burst out into tears. And her son, that night, they had gotten a call. There was a crisis, whatever. She was just in shambles. But I came and was just an extension of God's love. I could hug her. She was getting ready for work. I told her I'd pray for her. And I left. That was a simple, it took me 15 minutes. But I know that God nudged me. I was obedient. And she was blessed for that.
So try to be sensitive to God's leading in your life. You just never know how He might use you to encourage people. I'm Steve Douglas.